This is the Northwest's biggest sports station.
BBC Radio Manchester.
BBC Radio Manchester with Bill Rice. England still lead 3-2 at Euro 2012 against Sweden. Danny Welbeck with the third goal for England that could well be sending them on to 4 points and level with France at the top of their group and well on course towards a place in the knockout stage. We've been talking American football with Joe Hutton from the Manchester Titans. Joe, I asked you a bit about the competitions you're involved in. There's so much sport in this part of the world. We've got the Premier League champions. We've got cricket at Old Trafford with the county champions. We've got Wigan Warriors, one of the biggest teams in rugby league. We've got rugby union with Sale Sharks. Is there room for another sport? Is there room for interest in American football too?
I think there is, definitely, because it's completely different to most sports you'll play. So you may as well cheer for a Wigan, cheer for Man United, but cheer for us as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. Tell us a bit about your season then. How many games would you take part in during an average
season? Our regular season's 10 games. So we'll play 10 games, and then if we qualify for the playoffs, we'll play 3 more. 2 playoff games and then the Brit Bowl final.
And what time of year does the season run? Is it through the summer months? Is it through the winter?
It's normally through the summer months. This year it's started earlier and finished earlier for Olympic reasons.
Makes perfect sense. And I think you're also playing your games out at the Salford Stadium now,
yes,
aren't you? Out at Barton. So what's that like? Because it's a brand new facility.
We're not actually in a stadium, unfortunately.
But on one of the side pitches.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it, though?
Where were you before that?
Last year we played at Old Winions, a rugby union club.
And would you say it's sort of much better facilities now in the new
The pitch
new
itself
place?
Is far superior, and the training facilities are amazing. But we haven't got a bar or anything like that in the moment, but and we're getting stands built as well, so that'll be really good when it's finished.
Do you think the sport is continuing to grow in this country? We've certainly seen more interest, yeah, on television and radio.
Definitely. There's more people coming out of university who've tried it at uni because they've tried new things and they're loving it and they want to carry on playing, so we're getting influx of new players. This year we've got at least half our team is new players, a good 40 people.
Excellent stuff. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the Manchester Titans and American football in the UK shortly. Thanks for the time being. But I want to talk about another sport which we don't talk about often on BBC Radio Manchester, and that's Aussie rules football. I'm delighted to say that Rosie and Brendan have joined us in the studio. They are the co-presidents of the Manchester Mosquitoes Aussie Rules Football Club, and you'll notice very cleverly, Rosie, I didn't even try and pronounce your surname there, so I'm going to let you do it. Your full name is?
Rosie Massiglio.